Let's worship the Lord, huh? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the humility. Praise God. You may be seated. It's good to be here. It's always good to be with like-minded believers. You know, a lot of churches, they don't have believers in them. You know that? A lot of churches don't even believe the Bible. You know that a lot of pastors and churches don't believe the Bible. They don't believe the virgin birth. Amen. Thank God you come to a good church. I'm blessed by this church. I'm blessed to be associated with your pastors, Joe and Vicki. And just excited about what's happening in your ministry. The street ministry here, that really touches my heart when I see churches win souls. Because that's God's heartbeat, is to reach the lost and dying world with what we've received. He says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, freely you have received, freely give. Amen? So I'm just really blessed by this church that it's such a giving church. I was looking at your bulletin this morning, and I saw that you led over 1,000 people to the Lord already. Praise God. People say, well, what happened to those 1,000 people? Shouldn't all these chairs be filled in here? They will be. Because as you go, God will send other people to this church. It's not necessarily the people you lead to the Lord. He will send people to this church. When I first went to Living Word Christian Center, there was like 125 people there. I've been going out on the streets for like 17 years now. Now we've had between 5,000 and 7,000 members. Hallelujah. The Bible said God adds to the church daily. So don't be worried about it. Amen. You're doing what He told you to do. He said, go into the highways and the byways and compel people to come in. And I was blessed by, what a church you have. I mean, just everything's just first class. Amen. That's the way it should be. Because God's first class. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm excited to share the Word this morning. I just love the Word of God. You know why I love the Word of God? Because it's life. It's life. It's love. Hallelujah. And see, the more you share the life and the love of God, the more you get that back. When you preach to people, it comes back on you. When I lead someone to the Lord Jesus Christ, it's like I'm getting born again all again. All over again. I just praise God for it. That I have the privilege to lead someone to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Most people, they don't know they can go to heaven when their life ends. They hope they'll go where they think they might, but they really don't have that assurance that you and I have as the body of Christ, as the believers in Jesus Christ. I used to believe in Jesus Christ, but I didn't know Jesus Christ. A lot of people say they don't believe in Jesus Christ, but they use His name in profanity. Isn't that the truth? You know, I was downtown. I'm just going to be led by the Spirit this morning. I have a message, but whatever God has, I'm just going to share from my heart what the Holy Ghost wants to share. Amen? Is that okay? Anyway, we're down in, used to be the Jesus People Church downtown on Hennepin Avenue. Anybody know where that is? The State Theater. And I walked in there, and they have this restaurant called the Palomino Restaurant. It's up on the second floor, and we took the escalator up and went up there, and I was walking through this corridor, and there was a person there, and I walked up to him. I said, hey, man, can I give you some good news? He goes, I got a different religion than you do. I said, oh, really? I don't have a religion. I said, well, what is your religion? Well, he said, I'm a Buddhist, he said to me. I said, oh, really? I said, can I ask you one question? I said to him. I said, when people curse, do they say, oh, Buddha, or do they say Jesus Christ? And a big old smile came on his face. I said, you know, I've never heard anybody take the name of Buddha. Have you? Have you ever heard anybody curse Muhammad? To make a long story short, the Holy Ghost arrested this person and he could not leave. His feet were stuck to the floor. He wanted to get away from me. And I had, hallelujah. I had two people standing behind me. He couldn't leave. He ended up getting born again and he was thankful about it. Thank God. People are thankful when you talk to them about Jesus, when you talk to them about love, that God loves them. He's not mad at them, and He's got a plan and a purpose for their life. You know, a friend of mine, he was over in, we go in the malls, We go in the wintertime, we go into the malls, okay? Because it's too cold. You know, there's not a lot of people out there in Minnesota on the streets when it's 20 below zero. But women especially, they like to go to malls and go shopping. You know, men do too, but it seems like there's more women shopping than there are men. But just so happened in Dayton's, in the ladies' department, there was a gentleman there. And one of our teams approached this person. His name was John. He was 20 years old. And he approached him, and this man says, well, he believed in Jesus, but he just didn't believe in the power of God or anything today. He said he believed Jesus was a good man and everything, but he'd never seen the power of God, never experienced it, so he didn't believe it. He was like Thomas. He didn't see it, so he didn't believe it, right? Amen? To make a long story short, my friend just took his hand, Greg, and he just took his hand and just started talking about the power of God. The next thing you know, the gentleman falls over, gets slain in the spirit in Dayton's. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the women's department underneath the blazer section. There was three attendants at the counter over there. They ran up. What happened? Is this guy okay? God says we have favor with God and man, right? And they said, oh yeah, he just, you know, the Lord's just touching him. Oh, okay. And they walked away. So he didn't believe in the power of God, but God's making himself more real. You know that? In the last days that we're living in, the last hours that we're in today, brothers and sisters, he's revealing himself more and more. Just 2 weeks ago over in North Minneapolis, there was a lady who had went out on the streets for the first time in her life. And she went out with this one group, and we have Bibles. You know, people say, what do you do with these people you lead to the Lord? Well, we give them brochures saying, now that you've been born again, we write them a letter, tell them to read the Bible, to pray, and find a good Bible-believing church like this one. Your church is on our brochure we hand out. Amen. And we bring Bibles. People donate Bibles. They call me up and say, hey, I got $500. I want to donate them for Bibles. It's just, God is just blessing us. He blesses faithfulness, see? And that's why he's going to bless this church, because you're faithful in doing what he told you to do. And to make a long story short, they were on this. They were in North Minneapolis, and this one lady, she was paralyzed. She had a stroke. She was in her 70s. And this one lady that had been out, it was her first time ever out in the streets. She was carrying a Bible. And they were walking outside the house after they had led her to the Lord. And the Holy Ghost says, go give that Bible to that lady. So she went back in there. And they had already prayed for the lady for healing too, but it didn't manifest. But she went back in there and handed her the Bible. She said, the Lord told me to give her this Bible. And the woman's going like this. She couldn't even move before. She had a stroke. She was paralyzed. She goes, you got the Holy Spirit living in you, she says. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Bible said he confirms his word with signs following. I'm believing. I have a lot of faith. I want to tell you that. And God adds to everyone in here has faith. You know that? We've been given a measure of faith, but you can make your faith increase. Especially when you're preaching the word of God. You're going to see it because he confirms his word with signs following. It's going to make a believer, you know? Like the monkeys used to say, I'm a believer. See, we don't monkey around. Amen. But God is confirming his word with signs following. And I believe in the last days of time, I believe that you and I, when we're walking in holiness, that's what I was going to share this morning, we're going to walk into a room and people are going to fall over because of the presence of God in you and on you and through you. Amen? Can you believe for that? Do you know in the book of Acts, they took people and set them out in the streets, and just the shadow of Peter walking by, they were healed. Do you have that faith to believe that God could use you and me? I do. I believe he's going to do that. He's confirming his word with signs following. We're living in the last days of time, and a lot of people won't believe it unless they see it. Amen. Made a believer out of that guy sitting underneath the blazer rack, I tell you. He got born again. Not only did he get born again, he got filled with the Holy Ghost, who was speaking in tongues and sitting in a chair in Dayton's, praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Amen! But see, we have to have confidence in God. And see, when you're walking in holiness, you have confidence to tell people about Jesus Christ. If I was living in sin today, it would be hard for me to walk up to a gangster in North or South Minneapolis, and they're all over. That's where I go, that's why I'm saying that. And I walk up to him and I have confidence, but if I was living in sin, I would not be there. I want to tell you that. The Bible says, neither give place to the devil. Amen. So every Monday night I preach on holiness before we go out on the streets. Because I don't want to jeopardize anybody that's in my group. And I get between 80 and 100 people coming out every Monday night. Tomorrow night we're going to have 300 people go out in the streets in Minneapolis. Amen. We have a vision to pray with 3,000 souls in one night. That's our vision. Well, what if it doesn't happen? So what? We got a vision. Amen. 1986, when I took over evangelism at our church, we had a vision for 1,500 for the whole year. Now we're believing God for 3,000 souls in one night. Amen. In the book of Acts, Peter preached a sermon. It says about 3,000 were added to the church. Then you turn two chapters over, it says about 5,000 were added to the Lord. Glory be to God forever. So we're believing for 3,000 souls tomorrow night. And I'm believing for at least 300 laborers out of a church of 5,000 to 7,000. That's not too many, is it? But see, you can have that same expectancy for this church, destiny. This church has a destiny to reach southern Minnesota here in Burnsville and Minnetonka and Eden Prairie, all these areas. But God needs you, just like they say in the military when I got drafted in 1970. I need you. And that's what God's saying to the body of Christ today. Amen? But before God wants to use us, we have to cleanse ourselves. By the washing of water by the Word, Ephesians 5:26 says, we have to take a spiritual bath. We have to be clean before the Lord before we go out there. Not that we're perfect or anything, but like I was sharing to the first service here, when Saul of Tarsus got born again, remember what he did before he got born again? Threw Christians in jail and everything? Made a havoc of the church, the Bible said? Stood there when they stoned Stephen? Stood there when they stoned him to death? Amen? Well, after he got saved, did he throw Christians in jail anymore? He didn't, did he? Because you know what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. We're new creatures. Say, I'm a new creature. Say, I'm born again. Say, I'm a child of God. Say, I'm on fire. Say, I'm going to heaven. Say, I have authority. Because you do have authority, because God's given it to you. Amen? Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, above all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. People say to me all the time, how can you go out there in the streets of Minneapolis? Easy. Just hop in a school bus, get dropped off, get out the door, and walk on the street. It's very simple. Hallelujah. Faith is action. See, compassion is God's love in action. Isn't it? But see, I want to be confident when I go out there. When I look at someone and say, Jesus can set you free. If I was in bondage myself, it'd be hard. Hey man, Jesus can set you free, and I'm living in sin myself. And I couldn't fool him anyway. He'd look at me and say, give me a break, man. Who are you trying to kid? You can't fool people. Hallelujah. One of my friends at the post office. See, before I was saved, I'd like to drink. You know, eat, drink, and be merry, like the Bible says. You know, a lot of people use that scripture to get drunk. Oh, yeah, you can use the Word of God deceitfully, can't you? Can't you? We can use it deceitfully. See, it's a weapon, that's why. It's a sword, that's why. You can cut people up with the Word of God, or you can bless them with the Word of God. See, a lot of people, they're not in the church today because they've been cut up by the sword of people. Words are so powerful. Aren't they? You can bless people or you can curse them. Just by words. Even to your wife, to your husbands. Tell them, boy, you look good today. Boy, I'm sure glad I married you, man. You're the best. What do you think that's going to do to your relationship when you tell them that? Tell your kids, boy, you're the best kids, you know. I'm so thankful you're my kids, man. You're a blessing to me. I'm speaking to myself. I need to say that more to my kids. I got four teenage kids, man. Thank God I got hair yet. But see, you got to love on them, see? You got to love the world. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's what you and I have to do. We have to love, we have to give people. But see, a lot of people don't love themselves. How can you love your neighbor? I met a guy the other day in West Broadway in North Minneapolis. He said, I said, if your life ended today or 100 years from now, would you go to heaven? He goes, oh, I've done something too bad. I said, Paul was a murderer. Have you ever murdered anybody? Oh, it's worse than that, he said to me. Condemnation, man. Just hit over the head with condemnation. See, because that's what sin does. It gets you condemned, see? Doesn't it? Doesn't sin separate you from God's presence? See, Romans chapter 8, a lot of people quote the first part of the verse. They don't quote the last part. Romans 8, 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. Amen. For what the law could not do, that it was weak in the flesh, God sent in His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, condemn sin in the flesh. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I like having peace, and I like having a life of God inside of me. But when sin comes in, it snuffs that life out, see? Turn with me, if you would, to Colossians chapter 1. Praise God for the Holy Ghost. Lord, I just yield myself to you right now to speak as an oracle of God that Jesus Christ will be glorified in this place this morning. I thank you for the hearers this morning. I believe they'll be changed by your word in Jesus' precious name. And I give you all the praise, glory, and honor for what you're going to do in the hearts of your people today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I just get excited about the Word of God. I used to get excited about the Minnesota Vikings. Hey man, Minnesota Gophers, man, I was excited this year. There's nothing wrong with sports. Nothing wrong getting excited about it. But you can't go overboard with God. Don't let the devil lie to you and say, y'all, you can't go overboard. You're going overboard there, man. You shouldn't be so excited about it. Have you ever seen a rock concert on TV, man? They're raising their hands and going like this. Hey man, worshiping the man up there. Prince, I just saw a glimpse of it the other day. On his name used to be Prince. Change his name, huh? God loves him though, huh? Amen. Praise God forever. But I'm just saying, people will get all excited at a football game or a basketball game or a rock concert. You come to church, boy, that church, I can't go to that church, man. They're too fanatical. They lift their hands and everything. Huh? Isn't that the truth though? But that's what the world, it is the truth. I heard it growing up, man. I heard my uncle was a holy roller because he was a Pentecostal. My father used to say, yeah, they hang from the chandeliers over at that church. Roll down aisles and everything else. That's what I heard. See, I was afraid of those people, man. I didn't want to go near those people, but they had life, see? They had the life of God living inside of them. They were free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. They had liberty. God wants us to have liberty, doesn't He? Verse 10, Colossians 1, says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us fit or meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath, past tense, delivered us from the power of darkness. Thank God for that. And hath delivered us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Isn't that good news? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated, past tense, and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. If you continue in the faith grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Hallelujah. We were alienated, the Bible said. But now we're not. Turn to Ephesians 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 1. And you hath He quickened, or made alive, who were dead, past tense. In trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had, past tense, our conversation or manner of life in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath made us live together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Since we were dead, now we're alive. I preached a sermon one day called Dead or Alive. A lot of dead Christians today. Amen? Turn to Romans 6. But thank God you're not dead today. See, God needs you to impart what you have to other people. Impartation. See, spirits transfer. I feel the anointing right now going into you. I feel impartation of the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. That's why you look to God. Don't look to a man. Look to the Holy Ghost. But I'm believing for impartation to your spirit today. I believe that you'll never be saved by the Word of God. Never be the same again after today by this Word. And I'll never be the same. I need to hear it just as well as you do. Amen? Amen. Romans chapter 6 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that God's grace may abound? God forbid, huh? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Newness of life, see? For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man, it's not talking about your dad, is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. That's good, isn't it? You're freed from sin. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died in a sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, Paul must have been from down south. Reckon ye also yourselves to be dead, indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion or rule over you, if you're not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under law, but under grace? God forbid. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked. Thank you, Lord. That you were the servants of sin, past tense, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. You and I are a servant of righteousness today. Hallelujah. He tells us to take the breastplate of righteousness, to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, huh? Shield of faith. Amen. Helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Take the shield of faith, he said. Amen. Thank God for faith today. Verse 19, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness, to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness.